WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. New information regarding lies told by Congressman George Santos. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us they were documented in a report commissioned by his own campaign a year before his election.
These types of reports are not only done by the candidate, but they are often shared so that people are aware of what's happening with candidates that may be on the ballot. Our CBS News reporting indicates that this was circulated among some House Republican campaign leaders in Washington. At least the conclusions of this report were shared with those leaders.
Texas must remove its floating border barriers from the Rio Grande. The judge's decision came after the Biden administration sued in July. Immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez on what this means.
This ruling is prohibiting the state from setting up similar structures in the future. Texas has filed a notice to appeal this ruling, but for now, the state has to comply with it and start the process of repositioning at the very least.
The sweltering heat is impacting back to school in a big way. CBS's Christina Ruffini with details.
Already, schools in 9 states have been dismissed or released early this week. In Baltimore, no central air in some schools forced kids back to remote learning.
Everybody should have air. I mean, you got air in your car, you got air at your job, why not in our schools?
And in Philadelphia, where more than half of schools don't have adequate cooling, 86 of them will be released early for the rest of the week.
Some troubling cancer news. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
The number of people younger than 50 being diagnosed with cancer has risen 80% worldwide in 3 decades. Cancer deaths of people under 50 increased by nearly 30%, according to the largest study of its kind ever. More than 1 million people under 50 are now dying of cancer worldwide annually.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports on a high school football coach in Washington State who's resigned.
Assistant Bremerton High School coach Joe Kennedy is only 1 game into the football season, but as he hinted last week, he has resigned. On his website, he cites several reasons, including having to care for a sick relative.
He was the coach who made headlines after getting his job back after the Supreme Court ruled he could pray on the field. Bruce Springsteen is postponing 8 shows this month because he's being treated for peptic ulcer disease. On his website, he posted a thank you to fans. He said, thanks for understanding and your support. We'll be back soon. Springsteen had also postponed 2 concerts last month in Philadelphia because of an unspecified illness. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the incomparable, if I can say it, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, September 6th, 2023. It is hump day here at the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hump day!
There you go. Little Geico camel for you on a hump day. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing well. It was funny to hear from Pat after the incident this morning.
That was being called an incident. Oh, God.
Well, I don't know about incident, I guess. It was just...
a pre-caffeinated Todd.
Yes. Todd, who I tagged as a dissatisfied Spectrum customer. his internet was non-existent this morning.
Yes,
so we had to get in here, and then there was traffic and... all kinds of stuff. So
on the other,
it was a rush.
On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking. Here's the question for you this next segment. Should teachers be threatened for teaching facts? Should public school teachers, simply for teaching facts, should local school boards or state legislatures be able to come after them for teaching the truth?
Well, if they're teaching facts I don't like, sure.
Sure. Well, that's the point. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should teachers be susceptible to be going after just for teaching facts? We'll talk about that next segment. But here's the deal. If you've been listening over the last week and a half or so, my ongoing Spectrum saga, I'm now officially on Spectrum Dude number eight, Brandon, who has not called me back, now going on 2 days. The local Spectrum supervisor dude, Brandon, has not called me back. I've been in my new apartment now for going on 2 weeks and 2 months. Still don't have all my channels. The internet was working pretty well. And they had told me they were not going to disconnect any service until this was resolved. And they were going to forgive the amount that the 2 months of service they haven't provided me. Now, I still had $143 from my previous location. I was out of spite, out of principle. I said, I'm not going to pay this until I get my proper service. And they said, we understand that. We put it, they annotated it or allegedly in my account that they weren't going to worry about the billing until they fixed their end. You understand? So I woke up this morning to do the Pat Kreitlow show from home. No internet and the few channels that I had left gone, shut down, turned off. So I don't know whether it's because of the $143. And of course, it was a split decision. When I asked you, the audience, on this, whether I should pay the $143, and I did, and so I'm not sure whether it's over that or the fact that they're being mean-spirited or a computer error. But I called Spectrum this morning after I did the Kreitlow show because I had to get my truck and boogie over here, and I got here about a minute late and flew in. No caffeine. I was a little hot, as Mr. Zommers will tell you. And then I took a long walk along the lake and had a big 16-ounce cup of Wonder State coffee. By the way, if you haven't tried Wonder State yet, get yourself to Viroqua, Wisconsin or wonderstate.com and try that fantastic coffee. Had some Wonder State coffee and a pastry. Felt a lot better. I spent some time, about an hour, down by the river. Then I went to call Spectrum to hash this out. And they're telling me I'm going to have to pay $5 to speak to a live person in order to get this resolved.
Wait, so, what?
Yeah, really. They said, well, you could just pay the bill electronically and there's no charge. Or you could speak to a representative and you have to agree to pay $5. So I said, fine, I punched the button to get $5. And then guess what happened? My cell phone died and the whole thing just shut off.
Wait, so what was the $5 for?
Because now when you call in to talk to a live person to pay your bill, if you want to do it with a person, they charge you $5 to talk to a person now to pay a bill at Spectrum.
I guess they just want to go towards the electronic stuff.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with you. So my Spectrum woes continue. Mark from the sack, are you up to number 9 yet? Close. As my granddad used to say, partner, almost there. I'm at number 8, Mark. Number 8. So I don't know. From Waukesha, Todd is a soapbox Oprah.
I imagine soap opera is what we're going for, but soapbox Oprah is good too. I mean, that's what it says. But.
It says soapbox Oprah. Maybe it's not a soap opera. Yes, yes. My friends, now, if you would talk to people that have known me for 20, 30 years, they will tell you this is really not unique. My entire life is one big soap opera. It is. Which I guess, you know, gives me the tools to be a radio talk show host because I have these goofy things that happen to me. But I can relate to you. I can relate to the average Jane and Joe in Wisconsin because the same crap that happens to you happens to me. So I feel your pain.
Although Jeff says he'll talk to you for $4.
Jeff Perry, only $4. Send me your Venmo. I'll Venmo you $4. We'll talk. It's a deal. You're on. So, yeah, I don't know. Now I feel like I'm going to have to call and pay the $143. But now, see, now once they turn you off, they don't turn you back on until it's all paid. And I refuse to pay the $400-some-odd for the last 2.5 months that they still have not fixed.
Well, get them to fix it and then just go to another service anyway.
Well, I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin, Kristen, Brian, Greg Bach were talking about this. It's like $75 for YouTube now.
For YouTube,
yeah,
like TV?
Yes, YouTube TV, but you got to have internet to get to
right,
get that.
Right.
I don't know. We're going to come back at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Public education, your call to the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
clouds are going to hang around for a while this morning, but the sun will gradually come out this afternoon, and that'll help things warm up a little. We'll get to around 66 for a high today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 45 tomorrow. Sun all day, and that'll warm things up even more. 73 the high by Saturday. Sunshine with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday. Mr. Aaron Sommer is on the board. Going to clean up that, the tweet there from a caller said, my life is a soapbox Oprah. I totally understand. My phone is the same way. It spell checks things and saying it is. My life is a soap opera. That's what he meant, right, Mr. Sommers?
Yes. They did send another follow-up text saying, sorry, it was autocorrect. I forgot to check before sending it. And yeah, that's fair. And if we do say soapbox Oprah in the future when referring to a soap opera, we're not making fun of you.
I think it's funny.
It's just a funny autocorrect.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And who wouldn't want to be a soapbox Oprah?
Exactly.
If I could be a 100th of an Oprah, I'd be happy.
I think we all would.
Right? Very successful person. Smart person, lover. Oprah Winfrey, too bad she doesn't want to be president. Because she doesn't need the hassle, you understand? She'd be a great president, but she just doesn't need the hassle, and I don't blame her. She and The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, doing great work out there in Maui, setting up a fund to give all the money donated directly to the people in Maui. So that's fantastic. Good for her. Question we're asking this segment, it's kind of a two-parter. Should school teachers be imprisoned for teaching the truth? And more so, why the heck are our federal courts tilted in favor of white folks? Story here from our crack staff down in Puddin' Fingers Land, aka Florida, the home of Governor Ron Puddin' Fingers DeSantis. Because, you know, he eats pudding with his hands. That's what I like to call him that. Anyway, down in Puddin' Fingers Land, a.k.a. Florida, a public school teacher can be imprisoned for teaching historical facts that make students, quote unquote, uncomfortable. Think about that for a second. I mean, I lived in Florida for a brief 8-9 months. Parts of Florida, beautiful. Many Floridians, beautiful people. Unfortunately, under Ron DeSantis, why would people want to go there? I mean, other than Disney World and the beaches, but why would you want to live there? It's really sad. Anyway, the story, teachers are prohibited now in Florida, public schools, well, all teachers, from sharing not-so-fun facts like this example. So here's an example. If you're a school teacher in Florida, and you taught this, and a student said, well, that makes me uncomfortable, you can go to jail. Here's an example. There are 94 federal district courts in the United States, 94. According to journalist Tiana Headley, writing for Bloomberg Law, in 25 of those districts, in 25 of 94 federal district courts of the United States, in 25 of those districts, there has never been a single non-white judge in their entire history. Let me say that again. In 25 of the 94 federal district courts in the United States of America, there has never been a single non-white judge in their entire history. This includes the Southern District of Georgia, where the population is 41% non-white. The Western District of Louisiana, 37% non-white. And Alaska, 34% non-white. Other districts include Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont, both districts in Iowa, Montana, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska. And now if you're a school teacher in Florida and you say that, it might make a white kid uncomfortable. And they can report you. And you have the possibility of having to serve jail time. What do you think about this? Teachers can't even teach facts anymore without fear of retribution in the courts and possibility of jail time. And what do you think about this whole thing of 25 of the U.S. district courts in America, 25 out of 94, never having a non-white person sit on the bench? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text or call on the Civic Media app. Simply download the Civic Media app on your Android or Apple device. There is a button there to push to text or call in anytime you want on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Oconomowoc and Bill in Oconomowoc on the phone lines. Bill, thanks for holding. What say you, sir?
On Florida, you know, that's the second best guy they've got for the Republican nomination. First best, he's got about 90 felonies and he probably won't be around. Second best, they're leaving Florida in droves because there's no longer homeowners insurance. And as far as education, people, I've got friends in Florida, they're leaving. They've had enough.
Really?
It's number three in national crime. This is the second best they've got. The first best says it all himself. Mm-hmm. The second best, this guy, come on, can't you guys find somebody that's got clarity, dignity, integrity, honesty? I can't believe it. What's his name? Chris Christie appears to have some of it, but my question to him, hey, why were you sitting on your big butt when all this was going on and I didn't hear you blowing a whistle when you knew what was going on? Now suddenly you're against it because you want to be president. Might work, might not, but come on. DeSantis, he's a joke. He fights with a mouse. I think that's enough said. Thanks and have a great day.
Great call, Bill. Thank you so much. Bill in Oconomowoc. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I get it. I agree with Bill that it would have been nice if Chris Christie would have had a bit more of a spine while he was directly in the room with Trump. I'll at least give him room, or whatever, give him credit, rather, that at least when he's running this time, he says he's a never-Trumper. Of course, he had to, you know, he had to sign that pledge saying that he would support the nominee, otherwise they wouldn't let him on the stage. But at least he's got the chutzpah to speak out against Trump now. I'll at least afford him that. Not to absolve him of everything else, but Christie is at least saying that. But yeah, Bill, it's fascinating. Knowing people that are leaving Florida simply because of Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis. What say you? Should school teachers in Florida or anywhere have to worry about having prosecution against them for teaching historical American facts simply because it might make somebody, quote unquote, uncomfortable? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the Chippewa Valley now up at WCFW. The Tap listening up there. Our friend Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, we appreciate you calling in and listening. What say you?
Well, I appreciate your show. Outstanding as usual. You know, the biggest thing I see is we already got racists, and they're right up front, and they're very proud of it. Mm-hmm. And the good people are leaving the Republican Party. And I know of a couple that I just listened to that are outstanding, honest, and have integrity. And the thing that really concerns me, what is this doing to the kids?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like their teacher. Hey, said something that made me uncomfortable, Mom. I want to go back in that class. Now, I love kids, mm-hmm. but if it's a kid of a racist parent, it even makes it deeper because they are allowed to even be worse than their parents. And it scares the heebie-jeebies out of me. Having worked in the area of psych with kids and parents,
mm-hmm.
I was called Oprah once myself when I was
doing
therapy with a couple. And so I ran in and said, Oprah's on. The wife told me. So I had, don't feel bad about being called Oprah. I did take it as a compliment.
A compliment, yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I just, you know, I'm really worried about our kids. You know, no one's thinking of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were moving forward. And things with kids, you know, expressions, learning to accept themselves as they are, mm-hmm. you know, more understanding of our neighbors, caring about our neighbors, looking for people's strengths, not beating them down. And these poor kids are seeing these crazy adults filled with hate mm-hmm. and acting despicable. And, you know, and they say the suicide rate is really high with kids. And it's no wonder they say, oh, it's because they're on their iPads all the time or yeah. on their computers. No, it isn't. They're watching their parents, and they're probably thinking, I don't want to be like that, or what hope is there for me? So I hope adults in the room start to act like adults and stop this ridiculous, hateful behavior. So anyway, yeah. that's my comment for the day. Thank you for taking it.
Always great.
Hope they work.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Jean. Appreciate you. Jean DeClaire. Love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jean's right. It's the kids who lose out, right? I love history. I'm a believer in history. We can learn so much from history to make ourselves better. But some of that history is uncomfortable to many of us. Doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it and acknowledge it. But sometimes getting to the truth is uncomfortable. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Matt in Delavan. Matt, thanks for holding. What say you?
So this issue is a little bit more complicated, especially when you factor in kids that are attending college. There's a huge drain on those universities down in Florida and the surrounding regions, not just because of the hate that's coming in from the governor, but because of the actual policies that are put in place. I don't know about you, but I remember college, and college was a lot of fun because of the opposite sex. And when that becomes an issue and you can't actually go there in fear of reprisal, well, I'm not sure a lot of college kids are going to want to go there. And that includes the Big Ten schools. That includes all the football programs. That's a major driver for those economies. So, yeah, sure. I just wanted to add that into the table.
So you're saying that the policies or the rhetoric is in colleges is equally distracting.
Well, they're going to keep kids from going there,
right.
which is going to increase brain drain from the actual state.
Right.
And they're not going to have the economic drivers from, you know, big football
yeah.
or
yeah.
any of those other components. And it's going to cause more and more and more problems. The Florida, a lot of people go down there to retire.
Yeah.
Well, when you go down there to retire, you're not building for the future. And you're just sitting there to complain about what's going on. So if you don't factor in the youth, the entire situation is going to go down in flames.
I appreciate the call, Matt. Great call. Appreciate you, Matt in Delavan. Thanks so much. Appreciate you for calling in. We and Trigvi Olson, who was on last hour, has pointed this out, the hypocrisy again. Former Governor Scott Walker, who now says that the UW system colleges are indoctrinating, quote unquote, our kids. But he sent his own son there. His son is a graduate of UW-Madison. So which way is it, Scott? Are universities indoctrinating your son? Is he now indoctrinated? I'm confused. You can't not teach history. You can't not teach the truth. We're pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. Your calls are next. Beverly, Chico, don't go anywhere. Stay on the lines. More on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. More schools are closing or letting kids out early because of extreme heat making the nation. This mom in Boston is concerned.
There's no air conditioning, there's no fans. We need it. Kids are going to be suffering all this weekend and continuing next week.
CBS News has obtained a secret internal report that raised red flags about Congressman George Santos a year before he was elected. CBS's Scott McFarland.
There are so many parallels in this internal opposition research report to the troubles Santos faces today, including the criminal charges.
The acting warden at the Chester County, Pennsylvania prison says an escaped killer got out last week by wedging himself between two walls and crab walking upward. A tower guard's been suspended.
In the escape of Cavalcante, the tower officer did not observe nor report the escape. The escape was discovered as part of the inmate counts that occurs when inmates come in from the exercise yard.
Danilo Cavalcante is still missing. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interschool elastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
$20 on top of that. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is Wednesday, September 6th. 2:33. Check that. 2:33 on the time and temperature sign. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board, our producer and engineer. Appreciate all of you listening in from the text line from WAUK, the Shaw down in Waukesha. Civic has great callers. Absolutely, we do. We appreciate that. Talking about this story, our crack staff here, down in Florida, teachers now face the possibility of being imprisoned simply for teaching historical facts that make students quote-unquote uncomfortable. Things such as that of the 94 federal district courts in the United States, 25 of those, 25, have never seen a single non-white judge in their entire history. Now, simply for teaching that, if that makes a white student feel uncomfortable, they report the teacher, teacher can face jail time in Florida.
We have another Facebook comment from Jeff Perry. At the risk of sounding like a boomer again, there's another place besides Florida where teachers go to jail for teaching the truth. Russia. Let's not be like Russia.
Agreed. Let's not be like Russia. What do you think about this thing in Florida where teachers could be prosecuted for telling the truth, for teaching the truth? But also, how about 25 of 94 federal courts never have seen a non-white person on them? Invite your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go out to the hometown, beautiful Southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless, Richland Center, Beverly in Richland Center. Bev, what say you?
Really important topic, Todd. I just, in the last few weeks, have started doing some research on the history of public education in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding out some really interesting stuff, because the first thing I did was I realized I needed to find something about the education of the founding fathers themselves.
Sure.
And what I found out is one of the most significant parts of their education was learning about the rise and the fall of the Roman Republic.
Wow.
So they had a tremendous sense of importance of understanding and knowing history. That was part of who they were. And the other piece that I found out that was really interesting is that the tutors that they had, both at home and later when they went to the early universities, came mostly from the Scottish universities.
Wow.
And those guys were influenced largely from the Enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So they were teaching our founding fathers the idea that you need to think carefully and probe and not accept and do some questioning and not accept certain established thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really, really interesting to me that what the founding fathers thought was really, really important in terms of education are the things that we're turning our backs on now. And I think our founding fathers would be looking back and saying, that's what happened in the fall of the Roman Empire.
And Bev, I appreciate this context so much. And as the texter said, we do have great callers like you and so many others. But isn't it just sad that we've reached a point in America, in the United States, where there's one side in our political spectrum that just doesn't want to acknowledge history? I mean, whether we've had political differences in the past, by and large, up until the last 8-10 years ago, we could at least agree on the basic truths of our country and how we should teach that in history. And now we've gotten to the point with this mega cultism that we don't even want to acknowledge our own history. And to your point, we're ignoring what brought down, at least in part, the Roman Empire.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine that attacking education on any level is good on any level.
I totally agree.
You can't do anything but hurt us all.
As Matt Flynn says, we've got to learn from history. We can't forget history. He'll talk about history in the making next hour. Bev, great call. Always appreciate you, Bev, in Richland Center. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Rio and Rio. Pardon me. Good gosh. Rio, I've been there. I should know how to say it. Chico and Rio, what say you, sir?
Well, I find it to be very ironic, and ironic is probably too mild a term, maybe tragic, that a person that has been indicted for over 100 crimes and is well known for his untruthfulness to the point of people dying during the pandemic, we can't put a person like that in jail, and yet a teacher who speaks the truth has a jail sentence over their head. It's just, this country's getting, it's way backwards. You know,
yeah.
Truth doesn't count anymore. There's counter-truth. You know?
Right.
I taught for 34 years, and I wasn't in a field where we had many discussions because I taught math and computer science.
Mm.
But if there ever was any subject that a student talked about, I was very careful that I wasn't going to take sides on it. I'm not there to teach them a party. I'm there to teach them facts and knowledge and let them go on their own and make, mm-hmm. to form their own opinions. And I find it an insult to teachers that I've teached with, to anybody even to intimate that we would do something like that.
Right.
That's not our culture. You know, it doesn't belong in education, and we never did it. And it's a shame what they're doing in Florida. I have friends that live down there as well, and they winter down there, and it's like, you know, it's a good place to visit, but you don't want to live there, that's for sure.
Exactly. Spend some time on the beach, maybe Disney, and then get the heck out.
Yeah, get a little tan and head for home as soon as you can.
Chico, thanks for all your orange juice on your face. Thanks for all your years of teaching and educating. I have so much respect to our educators. And thanks for the call. Really thoughtful call, and you're absolutely right. Chico and Ryle, thank you so much. 844-967-2789, talking about this issue, this down in Florida, where now just for teaching facts, things that you cannot, it's not an opinion. It is a fact that of the 94 federal district courts in the United States of America, 25 of those districts, there has never been a single non-white judge in their entire history. That's just a fact. It's not an opinion. Well, now in Florida, if a teacher teaches that or something similar, and a student, quote unquote, feels uncomfortable, that teacher could face criminal charges for making a student feel uncomfortable with the facts. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dick listening here in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for holding. What say you?
Really hard to follow those last two callers. They're both awesome points made by both of them. An older friend of mine many years ago, when Walker first got elected, said, you know, the party's starting to look like you want to dumb them down as much as the electorate down as much as possible. And you want to suppress the vote because our ideas are just about gone and actually getting stuff done. And it's starting to look like he was absolutely spot on with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Kellyanne Conway out there with what? Alternative facts?
Right.
What are they? But can I say something about Spectrum?
Absolutely, you can. So, go ahead.
Well, they're kind of operating, Todd, sort of like motor vehicle now.
Right.
You know, when you go in, You get charged more when you actually go in.
Right.
And then when you actually talk to somebody, it costs you $5 to get shut off?
Yes. What's up with that?
Gosh. I don't know.
Do you still have cable? Or have you cut the cord? What do you do?
We have everything with them, but we got problems with them on and off all the time.
So I'm not alone in this. Yeah. So you're also a dissatisfied Spectrum customer.
Not exactly happy, let's put it that way. But never had anything the magnitude you're going through, not even close.
Well, I'm glad we can commiserate together at least. I appreciate the call as always.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you. Dick and Madison, appreciate whether you want to talk about public education or you want to talk about Spectrum. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 2789. Let's go up to Shawano, Wisconsin, and Jim in Shawano. Thanks for holding. What say you?
You bet. Hi, Todd. I just enjoying your show. I've never heard anything so absurd of not being able to teach the truth. I spent 45 years in the classroom, and my whole every day was to teach the facts and the truth. Why would you want to mislead your students? I don't get that philosophy.
I mean, after 45 years, you have to have seen a lot in your education, a lot of other teachers. I mean, public school teachers are not there to brainwash or indoctrinate anybody. Am I right? I mean, you're there to teach facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Our job was during my time in education at UW-Platteville for my undergraduate and Winona State for my graduate degree, we were always told, present the facts, the truth. Mm-hmm. Don't be misleading.
Well, like our past caller, we appreciate your time in public education, appreciate your service, and appreciate your phone call. Jim and Sean, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet.
Be like Jim, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 967-2789. Let's go from Shawano down to Milwaukee. And Ron in Milwaukee, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
I'm a two-headed person here today. I want to talk about cable for a second.
But sure.
On the subject of education, it's like our former era a century ago of know-nothingism. There was a know-nothing party.
Yep.
And it wasn't ironic. They didn't want, the less you knew about everything. It's just let the bosses decide and don't get involved because we know what we're doing because we're going to be elected and we'll have the power. I mean, it was stupid, but people went with that for a while. They didn't get anywhere, but now they're getting somewhere. And that's because of the way mass media is now structured, in my view. Mm-hmm. On the education thing, I'm a UW-Madison grad, and I went to grad school at UW-Milwaukee. And the teaching staff is incredible. They're really great. And if you're in university and not being challenged by your professors and your teachers to think about alternative, not alternative facts, but a series of ideas, not an ideology, but a set of beliefs and principles that have been held by many different people cultures over the centuries, then you're not going to come out of there any smarter or more informed than when you went in. This higher education and even secondary education is best when it does make you uncomfortable once in a while, right?
Absolutely.
Get you out of your envelope a little bit. Now, on the cable thing, I haven't had cable in 25 years. I had satellite dish for a little while.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, but I stream stuff, or it's fine for me, and I high speed internet solves a lot of those problems. It's not for everybody, but the day I got cable, the first time I ever got cable, which was in the early 90s in Milwaukee, I had a problem. The installer came in. and put the hole for the cable up through my basement right in the middle of my hardwood floor, and then made a right turn because he came out in the wrong room and put it in into the carpeting. It was horrible. And the service was fine, but cable, it used to be you could buy a la carte stuff.
And right.
That's because, I like these seven channels.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You haven't been able to do that in a long time because they live on the revenues they get from Disney and places like that. And if you're not interested in Disney or ESPN, you're paying that for it anyway.
Yeah.
So I would say the upside. So a lot of people have had these kinds of problems. Milwaukee's years ago, I was Milwaukee's cable franchise director.
Really?
And I managed the cable franchise.
30 seconds left. Go ahead.
We had to do a biannual study of, is the cable company doing its job? And if not, they could be fined. They could lose their franchise. We had problems every time we did the two-year. We had huge complaints coming into the office. And the cable company would say, you're just making trouble for us. You don't like cable. And I said, well, go find me some people that like what you're doing, and I'll bring them in here.
Appreciate you, Ron. Thank you so much. Got to run up against a break, but thank you very much, Ron in Milwaukee. He brings up a great point about being challenged. We'll talk about it on the other side. Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't worry.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Clouds are going to hang around for a while this morning, but the sun will gradually come out this afternoon, and that'll help things warm up a little. We'll get to around 66 for a high today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 45. Tomorrow, sun all day, and that'll warm things up even more. 73 the high by Saturday. Sunshine with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Tom Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, steps in after the top of the hour news, a little weather. Matt Flynn Direct, you don't want to miss it. Going to the front lines of history each and every day, taking your phone calls. All callers, all viewpoints, welcome. You're going to learn something. You're going to probably get a chuckle as well. It's one of the cool things about Matt. Not only is he smart, he's also got a sense of humor. That's what you need in the world, right? Can't always be just a sourpuss or serious. Gotta laugh at yourself and see the humor in things. And that's what Matt Flynn does. He helps us understand things. He takes your calls and he gives us a chuckle along the way. Matt Flynn Direct after the top of the hour news. I wanted to pick up on this subject or this line that the last caller said. And that is... And yes, Mrs. I say this up, Mr. Zomers. We might get to that in a second. This cut, but I want to pick up on this item that the last caller said, which was to be pushed in college makes you understand yourself better. I'm paraphrasing, but I agree 100%. Those who are regular listeners know this. I'll say it for those of you who aren't. I grew up in Richland Center, Wisconsin. About a 99.5% white community at the time. We literally had one non-white family. There might have been a couple of, you know, partly Hispanic families, but one, there was one black family in my high school. And it's a wonderful town in many ways. But when you grow up only seeing essentially people that look like you, that think like you, you grow up with that viewpoint. And one of the greatest gifts of my life was having the University of Wisconsin Richland, the 2-year branch campus that now the president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, has shut down. And we still don't know why. I'll let that go for a second. Because the point here is having that university in a town of 5,000 people, and then the gift a former Republican U.S. Senator, Bob Casten, sponsoring legislation, a bipartisan legislation, that brought Central American students to that university to interact, to have friends that weren't from the same place, that didn't have the same skin color, that didn't talk like me. It changed my life. And by the way, one of those, Mike Martinez, his birthday is today.
Happy birthday.
Mike Martinez is from Belize. And he came here for 2 years to the University of Wisconsin, Richland, got his associate's degree, went back home to Belize, went and got his medical doctor degree in Mexico. And now Dr. Mike Martinez has two jobs. He is a doctor at a clinic in Belize City, for which he gets paid. But his passion to this day over 25 years later, he runs a refugee clinic in the rural parts of Belize for people who cannot afford health care, and he treats them for free.
That is awesome.
Or what they can afford to give him. He doesn't make a lot of money. He could, if he wanted to, be a full-time doctor in Belize City. He chooses to still work for... He is changing lives around the world. And I'm a better person for having known him. That's what public education does. That's what our public universities do. There was another professor in Platteville when I went transferred to UW-Platteville. It was the 90s, and we watched at the time Dances with Wolves. Great Kevin Costner epic. Focusing on history from a Native American standpoint. Not only did we watch the movie in class, we had deep discussions that pushed back on these ideals that we hadn't heard before from a Native American perspective. And it brought about that, and also my high school teacher, Dick Newman, Richard Newman, at the Richland Center High School, who had a passion for Native American history. It helped me understand history from a Native American standpoint and gave me a great love of Native American culture because it pushed me to think about things from a different perspective. The caller that the last segment is 100% right. Education, public education, is at its best when it challenges students to question themselves. It doesn't mean we completely change, but to turn inward and say, why do I believe something? What prompted me to believe this? Are there other truths, facts, and history that can help me better understand what really happened? And do I believe that now that I know the truth? That's what public education, it is not indoctrination. It's helping us become better people. And it's not always about the reading, writing, and arithmetic. Much of it is about having and developing relationships with people that we otherwise would never have known. I started this show by saying I took a walk today, this morning, down by the lake. Rough morning, thanks to Spectrum and a lack of coffee. I've been watching Ted Lasso, by the way. I'm on season 2. If you don't spoil it for those who watched the whole thing. Great episode last night. It makes you realize we all have a lot of stuff going on in our lives. There is nobody without problems. There is nobody without baggage. It's amazing that somehow we can put all of our baggage aside and function in society. But here's the thing. I have come to be a firm believer that what makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It's not about us getting ahead. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale, volunteering at the hospital, volunteering as a poll worker. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause. The common cause of America is the ongoing beacon of democracy. Somehow, despite all of our craziness and all the baggage that each of us has and all the things that we're going through that our friends and neighbors and sometimes our family don't even understand or realize, that we can put that aside for a moment and come together to try to form a more perfect union. And I still believe that there are more Wisconsinites and more Americans that believe that and are tomorrow is going to be better than it is today. I wanted to leave you with that because sometimes we get a little bit downtrodden. We're going to make it if we rely on each other. And that's what we got to remember. We'll see you tomorrow. Matt Flynn's next.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.